Emma Kent.
And I'm Derek Russell, and this is The Memo,
a podcast of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and djournal.com.
Back again with your weekend edition of The Memo. I'm Derek Russell, joined by Emma Kent on this Friday. How are you, Emma?
I'm good, Derek. It's almost the weekend.
It is.
Thank goodness.
And if you're a child in the Tupelo Public School District, you have a four-day weekend.
Lucky.
Yeah.
My husband has a four-day weekend.
Okay. If you're a teacher in the Pontotoc School District, you have a four-day weekend.
Congratulations.
Yes. Yeah, you don't really sound congratulatory there at all.
No, I'm happy for him. I'm happy. He gets a day off.
If you say it three times, I'll believe you.
She'll believe herself.
Yeah.
No.
Almost there.
Anyway. So,
but you have to work Friday and Monday, so, no shenanigans.
I don't know. I don't like to think of it as work.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how nice of you.
You know, like, just love it.
So. Say it three times and I'll believe you.
Okay. No, I mean, working's fun. This is fun.
This is fun. You like this?
Mm-hmm. This is fun. Your shirt is fun.
I don't know why.
Derek is wearing a...
Is that Buffalo Check?
It is Buffalo Check,
wow. Chris.
It's really in this fall.
That's what I hear.
Do you get that at Reed's?
No.
Cutting Edge.
Belk, I think.
Belk. Belk is good. Mm. They have good sales.
I think it's Belk.
If y'all want some Levi's jeans, they've got good deals.
They're not sponsoring us. You don't have to.
I know. I'm just saying. I really appreciate it. Every time I go in there, I'm like,
it's
oh,
an
wow.
Honest, it's an honest endorsement.
Yeah. This is not paid. Not
all endorsements.
I pretty
come
much
with money.
Only shop at Kohl's or Reed's or Belk. So it's one of those three. But I think this was.
There you have it.
Belk. Yeah.
Cool.
Well, that looks like a Belk shirt.
You're just talking. You're Maybe. Just saying things.
No, but
at this
for
point.
The record, I mean, it's a cool shirt.
Thank you.
We like it.
I feel like it looks like a picnic table.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
It reminds me of like camping. Like it makes me want to go out and like sleep in a tent and eat some s'mores. And
I'm glad that my shirt could have that effect on you.
Look at the trees.
Where did your clothes come from, Emma?
Well, I can tell you. If you do you really want to know?
I do.
My pants are from Old Navy. Uh-huh. My shirt is from J. Crew. Mm-hmm. My sweater is from the thrift store.
What about your mug?
Oh, my mug is from Target.
Okay. All right.
The Chris, secret Target that
the secret
exists
Target
here in Tupelo.
On the upside down.
Yes.
Yeah. What about you, Mr. Kiefer? Where are your clothes from?
I think you have to ask Deanna that question.
Okay, we'll ask
She would know. I do not know.
Did she see you get dressed today?
We'll
just text her, really, send her a little texty text really quick.
Send her a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did these
Where are these clothes from?
Who is this?
New phone. Who this?
Oh, man.
All right. Well, Friday episode's off to a good start. We can ask everybody where their clothes came from. Don't ask Scott.
Let's do it.
That probably won't end well.
If you want to tell us where your clothes came from, send us an email.
Yeah.
memo@journalink.com. We might read it on the next podcast.
We'll put together a fashion slideshow, People of Tupelo.
Because Emma loves work. She's going to do that. She's going to take her free time and do that.
No, I'll do that here. I'll do that at work.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started. We've got Jenna Parsons joining us to talk about the food
I feel
section.
Feel like Derek
from
is
this
trying
week.
To exit this conversation.
No, not at all. Why would I do that? And Scott Morris to talk about the movie he saw this week. And then I'll fill you in on the scene section.
And now we have food editor Jenna Parsons here to talk with us about her food section this week, which looks delicious. As I was reading your column, I got really hungry. Wait, describing the smells of the barbecue and like the mustard and the slaw, I was like, ooh, I could go for that right now.
Yes, it's not a good idea to take a walk early in the morning and go by a restaurant where you can smell food cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about the mustard slaw. It sounds really good.
We were taking a walk this weekend, Saturday morning, and our daughter Mary was home and joined us for the walk, and when we walked by Barbecue by Jim, we smelled pork and knew that we were going to be cooking pork. And so the pork is a recipe. I've written about it before. It was from a cook of the week several years ago in Starkville, and you just take a Boston butt and you rub it with Tony Sachery's and garlic powder and put it in a pot and cover it and cook it, and that's it. That's 6 hours, low and slow on 275. But I bought some potato salad, and I just bought a bag of slaw, and we were just going to have the slaw raw, you know, the cabbage and carrots mm-hmm. cut up. But then Charlie went poking around in a cookbook and found a recipe, and usually when we make slaw, it's either kind of a vinegar-based or mayonnaise-based. And this one has vinegar and mayonnaise, but it also has mustard, so it was kind of a golden color. It was really pretty and tangy and perfect with pulled pork.
Yeah, the whole thing sounded like it'd be really good to eat while you watch a football game. Or golf, I guess. Yeah, something like that. I might have to try that one of these weekends. So anyway, well, let's talk about the Brewer Bake Sale this weekend, this annual Brewer United Methodist Church sale. And it sounds like they're going to have a lot of good stuff for sale. Casseroles, yes. Soups, cakes, pies, candies, homemade breads, baked goods.
Frozen casseroles, fresh baked goods, frozen baked goods. It's always the first Saturday in October because the entire brewer community has a rummage sale. So you can't, you know, swing a dead cat without finding stuff in people's yards that's for sale. And so a lot of the churches and other community groups also have rummage sales that day. But Brewer, the church, adds a bake sale in with it. And last year they did more than 40 pans of chicken and dressing. And they're going to do more than that this year because it sells out so quickly. But they do all sorts of meat casseroles, yummy casseroles, and cakes, big 3 and 4 layer cakes, as well as pound cakes and sheet cakes and pies and brownies and cookies. It starts at 7 mm-hmm. at the church, and it goes until everything is sold, which usually is by noon. They'll also have a few craft type items for sale.
And it says, your story says they'll have some breakfast and lunch for sale too.
They have like sausage biscuits in the morning, and they do hamburgers and hot dogs, I think, for lunch. And the one thing that it's the women's group that does this, but what they really want to stress is that everybody in the church participates. If they're not cooking, they're helping with the rummage sale or setting things up. You know, it takes everybody.
Yeah, it sounds like it would.
Yeah,
and big event.
And they make a bunch of money that they put back into the projects that they.
Oh, cool.
That they do.
Well, that sounds great. I'm guessing you've been before.
Yes.
I'd like to go get some cake or a casserole. It sounds really good.
Some people buy their whole Thanksgiving. You can tell they buy like a sweet potato casserole, chicken and dressing. And a cake and bread. They sell bread, sourdough bread. So they don't even have to cook.
Just pull it all out on Thanksgiving.
And watch football.
That's pretty smart, honestly. It is.
I know where you'll be Saturday morning.
I know. I think I've got my Saturday plans now. That sweet potato casserole sounds good.
Yes.
Okay, and then real quick, we'll talk about your cook of the week this week. She grew up in New Albany and seems to have inherited her mother's hostess gene.
The day that I went to interview her, we set it up at 3:00 in the afternoon. And when she opened the door, I stepped into a room of about 8 ladies who were drinking champagne and chatting. And it was, I mean, if Shanda Cossett's car is in the driveway, people are just going to stop in. She's always, always got something cooking on the stove or a cocktail at the ready for people who drop in. She just loves to entertain. Started with a group of friends. They all had an interest in Game of Thrones, the TV show. So they would come over on Sunday nights and she would cook and the others would bring sides. And now it's 2 or 3 times a week people just drop in, or she feels like cooking, and so she calls and says, hey, I'm cooking, and people show up, and it's a party.
Wow. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, yeah. But she cooks simply things so that she can mingle with guests, and so what she had cooked for us that day was a sausage pea pasta where it's breakfast sausage that you brown and whipping cream and pasta and cheese and good stuff. Yeah. Peas, little green peas in it. But she has some nice recipes that people can find online or in the paper.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks, Jenna. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Don't forget to look for our 2 sports podcasts that we produce here at the Daily Journal. Prep Rally is a high school sports podcast with Brad Locke and Dalton Middleton. New episodes air every Wednesday. You can listen to it for free in iTunes, podcast apps, or at preprally.djournal.com. Ole Miss and Mississippi State fans can check out the Double Coverage podcast. Ole Miss beat reporter Parrish Alford and MSU reporter Logan Lowry release a new episode each Thursday afternoon in which they provide game previews, insight, commentary, and analysis on the Bulldogs and Rebels. Listen to it for free in iTunes, on podcast apps, or at doublecoverage.djournal.com.
Also, be sure to listen to the Daily Journal's newest podcast, Open the Case of Leochi, where reporter Emma Kent, that's her, takes a fresh look at the unsolved disappearance of a 13-year-old Tupelo girl from 25 years ago. That includes a potentially overlooked witness and a person of interest in the case that police have never spoken about publicly. The 6-episode investigative serial podcast is now available on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and a variety of other podcast apps, or you can stream it from our website at djournal.com/openpodcast. Scott Morris joining us now to discuss the movie he saw this week, American Made, with Tom Cruise. Not another Tom Cruise snorefest, as he's been pegged with here lately.
You know, no, I wouldn't think so. This is a cynical movie. That's what I want to start off with. This is based on a true story about a guy named Barry Seal, played by Tom Cruise, who starts working for the CIA in the late 70s and early 80s. And he gets involved with the Contras, and he gets involved with cartels down in Colombia and Nicaragua. And he's running guns. He's running people back and forth. He's making so much money. One of the funniest running gags is, where is he putting all of his money? Mm-hmm. I mean, throughout the whole movie, once the movie starts, money starts coming in, And it is an obscene amount of money. And I mean, I'm talking like whole closets filled with suitcases filled with money. I'm talking about duffel bags buried in the backyard, all kinds of things. And always with something based on true events, you wonder how true it is. But this thing touches on Noriega down in Panama back when the U.S. was paying him for stuff, and based on Ollie North is a player at one point. Bill Clinton's a player. Ronald Reagan's a player. And you just kind of realize that you don't really know what's going on in the government in your name. You know, we vote for people and we go about our days, but then you don't know what's happening in the halls of government or in some wild jungle or in some backwoods place in Arkansas, which is much of the story takes place. That was a monologue. How about that?
That's good. No, it works. You gave it a B+.
Yeah.
Is that right? What kept you from giving it an A?
I don't know. I think there's a good possibility of the fact that I did leave just depressed as all get out.
No.
It's just like it's heading in a direction that I don't really want to give too much away about. But I left and it's like, and I think the full weight of the thing, I mean, Barry Seal should not be a likable person, I don't think.
He's anti-hero.
Yeah, but Tom Cruise plays him so well and uses that charm and stuff to where, if Tom Cruise came up to your house, knocked on the door and said, "Hey, do you want to go to Nicaragua with me tonight in my fast as heck plane?"
Yeah.
You'd say yes.
Yeah.
I mean, because he convinced you to do it. And you wonder what kind of charisma the original Barry Seal must have, because there were all sorts of, I don't know, he just found himself, he's like a criminal Forrest Gump in some ways. You know, he just kind of ends up in these messed up situations.
That's actually a pretty good explanation for it. I mean, I don't want to give too much away. Does it go into the end of Barry's story?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's fun.
And done in a very artistic way and in a very final way.
So it is a depressing ending.
Yeah, and, if you're going to be messing with the CIA and the cartels and Ollie North, I mean, what do you expect? Yeah. And Bill Clinton and Ronald Reagan, I mean, that's the Democrats and Republicans. You don't want to be between those two these days anyway.
All right. Well, it is playing at the Cinemark and Malco's in Oxford and Corinth and Columbus.
Yeah.
So if you want to have 95% of a good time.
Yeah, I don't know what held me back from the A. I have no idea, but I just couldn't do it. But because, I mean, but it definitely is an involved and engaging movie. And it's I think an A movie has to be a movie, and this is probably a mistake on my part, but it's got to be a movie that I would want to watch again. And I just don't want to take this ride again. I was thoroughly involved while I was taking it. But if you want to, I felt bad for the editors, the people who had to watch it again and again and again to get it made. Because it's like, oh, man. But still, there's some fun there. There's some laughs. If you like laughing at big piles of money, there's a lot of jokes to be had.
All right, Scott, thanks for coming in today.
You betcha. Next week, Blade Runner 2049.
Blade Runner.
And I had to use whatever. I had to beg Kelly Carlson to let me see it. So I'll probably be watching like romantic comedies for the rest of the year.
Yeah, the next three will be in her favor probably. Yeah.
But I had to go see like a Reese Witherspoon movie not long ago.
Wait, was it?
Now Emma's interested.
Sorry, I love Reese Witherspoon.
Home again.
Is that the one you saw?
Yeah.
Was it? How was it?
Yeah, just like the little gesture you made with your hand,
like
that kind of so-so
kind
of gesture.
What I expected.
That little gesture, yeah, that was it. Okay. I mean, it had its moments, you know. I mean, I've been watching movies for a long time, so I've seen a lot of romantic comedies, and I can get into them. I've seen good ones, and it's not a great one, but it wasn't a horrible waste of time. No,
yeah.
I mean, if I had some chocolate ice cream, you know, and because my girlfriend's with me, I could have really enjoyed it.
Wait, I'm curious. Since we're on the topic of romantic comedies, what's your favorite one? Best romantic comedy you've seen?
All right, well, I'm on the spot, so the first thing that comes to mind is 50 First Dates, which was an Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore thing. And that's a movie that I can watch again and again. We have that on DVD. But probably also an Adam Sandler, and I'm not the biggest Adam Sandler fan in the world, but Punch Drunk Love, which really is a comedy, but kind of a really awkward one, but awkward in a way that I think hits at some really true things. Punch Drunk Love is... I think Punch Drunk Love was the first DVD I ever bought. And so that one. How about you? Now you're on the spot.
When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah, that's got. I had the soundtrack once.
It's a good one. Yeah. And You've Got Mail. I like both of those a lot. I could watch them over and over again.
You know, with You've Got Mail, that's Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. Mm-hmm. Well, one of my favorite movies of all time is, and I had the VHS of this one, was Joe vs. the Volcano. Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
So, like... I mean, it's a romantic comedy. It's also a parable about things. I like the parable aspect of it, about Tom Hanks going from being a hero to just being a, like we are getting our lives sucked out from the fluorescent lights in this room, you know, from being a and then how he recovers the hero inside him. But in that one, Meg Ryan plays three different characters, and finally gets it right, I guess, at the end.
Yeah.
I guess that counts as a romantic comedy. It's a comedy, and it's certainly romantic. So I think it is a romantic comedy. So I'll revise. That's probably my favorite then.
Okay. Huh. Interesting. Derek, do you have a favorite?
But movie I can just watch over and over?
Romantic comedy.
Oh, romantic comedy that I can just watch over and over?
Yeah, you got to let your girl out here.
Sorry,
today.
I hijacked this conversation.
No, it's fine. When Harry Met Sally is definitely a good one.
I mentioned something that might have Tom Cruise in it to kind of play back to the...
Eyes Wide Shut. I can watch that one over and over again. I don't think I finished watching that the first time.
Now, does Top Gun count as a romance at all?
I don't think that counts as a romantic comedy.
Okay. It had funny moments, and there was romance. And then, and then some adrenaline-filled action. See, this is what happens when you put somebody on the spot. That's the new memo.
You're on the spot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love Actually.
Yeah, I watched that on Christmas Eve this year.
Yeah. I'll go with that one then.
Checks multiple boxes. You know, it does. It's like Christmas cheer and romantic comedy. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well.
Are we done now?
I guess.
I thought I was done 5 minutes ago, but we can keep talking. I'm happy with it.
Yeah. We keep coming up with ones. Princess Bride.
Princess Bride.
Is that a romantic comedy?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. It's all about love, sweet love.
Yeah.
Love.
True love. True love. Yeah. That's my answer.
Okay. Good one. Chris,
final answer? Or do you want to do a lifeline and call somebody?
We can leave that one to Chris. He doesn't watch movies enough.
I was prepping to say Love Actually until you did. So, if I had to come up with a new one that hadn't been mentioned, Harry Met Sally is good too. So,
I think
if
for
I needed a new one, I'd have to think longer.
For Chris, it would be the Prairie Home Companion movie.
I call that a romantic comedy.
No, I wouldn't either, but I might be close. There you go. That was love.
Does that count?
It was a Christmas movie.
It's a Christmas movie.
There
and,
you go. So
and a love story.
There's a love. There's at least one phone call there somewhere. And bloody feet. I mean, mm-hmm. that's if not a metaphor for love, what is?
Chris is a huge My Big Fat Greek Wedding fan.
Hey, people, that was a good
few
one.
People know.
Deanna really likes it.
That is a good movie.
Yeah.
What?
I feel ganged up on that.
I watched it the other day for the first time in a long time, and I was like, this movie is so good. The
second one was bad, if I remember right.
The second one was bad.
Yeah, I saw the sequel on vacation. I was staying somewhere that had HBO, and there it was. Like, let's see how that goes. And it's like, well, the wine was good.
Yeah, it wasn't the best.
But no, it was good. I'd say Deanna's a bigger fan, but I don't have a problem with it.
I was just trying to pin you with the pin
you
with the
not fun
movie.
Field of Dreams counts as romantic comedy.
That would be it.
A baseball love story.
Like Bull Durham, that had like Susan Sarandon.
Yeah.
I actually thought that ruined Bull Durham. I thought Bull Durham was better without
The girl, without the chick. Yeah, there you go.
It's too much.
What about St. Elmo's Fire?
That is.
Is that a romantic comedy?
That's more like an ensemble comedy.
No.
That's like a Brat Pack.
What do we call
like
that?
We call it like a John Hughes film. Is
that's
John
a John
Hughes?
Hughes film.
I mean, that's
was
its own
Hughes?
Category completely.
Yeah, John Hughes films are completely
yeah, like,
in their own category.
They can't, okay.
16 Candles was a romantic comedy, but it was still a John Hughes
Breakfast
film.
Club.
Breakfast
right.
Club. Had
Ferris
some
Bueller.
Romance in it.
Ferris Bueller, man.
I saw that.
What a good one.
I saw that opening weekend in the
might
theater.
Might be second. Second.
You think romantic that's a, is that a romantic comedy? That's not a romantic
it's
comedy.
It's not a romantic. It's just
well,
a comedy.
Well, Ferris and Cameron.
Cameron.
Yeah. But I mean,
Ferris in the car.
Whenever Jacob, my husband, gets sick, he like tucks himself up in the bed with the covers right under his chin, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know how Cameron looks, and he's just kind of like, look, Cameron just looks at
does
the ceiling.
Does he sing, let my Cameron go?
No, but I sing that to Jacob every time he's sick because he looks like Cameron. He's like pitiful. Uh-huh. And he's laid up in bed. Yeah, real sad. Anyway, this has been a fun tangent.
This has.
It'll all get cut, so that's the fun part.
No, it won't.
Man, I don't think it will.
Is this podcast gold? What are you saying?
You discredit Chris's laziness.
Oh, so rather than podcast gold, yeah, it's just let it run.
Yeah.
We could go on. All right, well, thanks, Scott.
I think we've devolved enough.
Yeah, right. I think.
This is my fifth time trying to leave this room. Thank you for having me.
Watch the Daily Journal's Capital View webcast each Monday afternoon at djournal.com. Capital Bureau Chief Bobby Harrison provides commentary and analysis on the issues being debated in Jackson. Watch live on Monday afternoons at 2 or catch the replay later in the day.
You can also wake up and get ready for your day with the Daily Journal's News Break, a quick summary of news, sports, weather, and everything else Northeast Mississippi in a 5-minute video. Shows are posted each weekday at 7 a.m. at djournal.com, Facebook, YouTube, and the Daily Journal's mobile apps for Apple and Android devices.
All right, Derek, let's talk about Scene.
Hey, you want to?
Yeah.
All right.
What's going on?
What do you want to talk about?
All of it.
All of it?
Every single word.
Very, very suspicious. Suspicious. I was going to say specific, but I said suspific.
Ooh, let's talk about Paul Thorne.
Okay. He's got an art exhibit going on at the Gumtree Museum of Art through December with a collection of his own artwork as well as memorabilia from the last 20 years since he released his first album, Hammer and Nail. So it is actually called 20th Anniversary of Hammer and Nail.
Did you get a sneak
pretty
preview
cool.
of it?
I did get a little sneak preview of it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah?
Pretty cool. He actually played a private event last night at the museum for a reception opening for a few guests that were able to get in. Private concert for the opening of the exhibit, so that's pretty neat.
Sounds very exclusive.
It was very exclusive.
Wow.
I didn't even get in.
Oh, I was under the impression that you were there.
No, I was not.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't cool
I feel
enough
better.
To get in. Oh, yeah.
I was feeling a little...
So you should have lied and been like, I was there. Never known.
Yeah, I was there.
I would have never known whatsoever.
Right.
He's kicking off his tour with that event. He's actually traveling around with an Airstream trailer full also of artwork and memorabilia, so you can take the exhibit on the road and VIP guests get to go in the trailer and hang out for about an hour while he performs.
Yeah, cool.
Sell it, Emma.
So what is Airstreams? They're back.
Yeah.
Good segue. I knew you got excited when you said Airstream trailer.
No, I'm serious. Like everywhere I see people are like, oh, I renovated an Airstream and now I'm going to live in it. Or like I renovated an Airstream and you can come rent it and stay in it. It's really, I think it's kind of neat. And I don't, that's all. I just was.
I knew you were going to get excited when you said Airstream trailer.
I think it's cool. I found a cool one on Craigslist for sale the other day, somewhere like in Amory, but Jacob said I couldn't buy it.
I would have thought Jacob would have been more excited. Y'all were like checking out all the trailers. I remember when we were the camping.
I think he would be up for it maybe in like 10 years. I don't know, maybe like some other time, but I think he was like, we don't need to buy that right now.
Got a lot of purchases right now.
Yeah, he was just like, I don't know about that, but it was really cool. And so maybe we should get a memo Airstream, and then we can like
do the show on the road.
Do the show from the Airstream, and we can go park with the food trucks like in Fair Park.
Mm-hmm. In Overton Square in Memphis, there's an Airstream that sets up on the weekends, and they have like a photo booth inside of it.
See, they're everywhere.
It's pretty cool.
There's one in Starkville that has like a store in it.
There's a whole lot of Airstreams over on Cliff Coogan. You usually have like 4 or 5 over there, right next to Phillips.
I guess I haven't noticed.
Yeah.
I'll have to go look.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, another tangent. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Get used to it.
All right.
We can do that. This is the new memo. Mm.
The memo. We do tangents here.
Have to redo the intro again.
It's better than Tupa No.
I don't want to hear it. That was good. It was good stuff.
Oh, I didn't give you your Tupelo factoid for the day.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like that?
Yes, I would.
All right, you ready? Here we go. During the Civil War, Union and Confederate forces fought in the area in 1864 in the Battle of Tupelo. Designated the Tupelo National Battlefield, the battlefield is administered by the National Park Service. In addition, the Bryce's Crossroad National Battlefield, about 10 miles north, commemorates another American Civil War battle.
Yawn.
Wow.
No pleasing.
I want to know something good. I want to know, okay. Like,
something I didn't know already.
Like, how many dogs per capita are there in Tupelo?
4. No.
It's important information.
Let's see.
Squirrels? How many squirrels?
84 per capita. Let's see.
That actually, I mean, that sounds about right.
Something you don't know. Something you don't know.
Or you can make something up.
Oh, okay. Make something up. Chris Kiefer, not born in Tupelo. I don't know. What do you want? Yeah, I'm trying. Tupelo schools are served by the Tupelo Public School District. It participates in the MacBook distribution button.
Not anymore. Got to update that Wikipedia page.
Okay, here you go. We'll edit all this. In 2008, Sports Illustrated ranked the high school athletic department as the 3rd best high school athletic program in the nation.
I already knew that.
From TPSD.
Oh, I really didn't know that.
Really?
That's cool.
Well, that counts then, so.
Emma didn't know it. I knew it, though.
Yeah.
I need something better. They used to be on their own, the school district's,
when they say, like, facts about the school district.
And they used to have a big thing at the front desk at the high school. Like, they had, like, had blown up the page and had it laminated and.
Something you might not know, the local daily newspaper is the Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal.
Wait, is that where we are right now?
That is where we are right now.
It's meta.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, Derek.
You're welcome. I'm glad I could help.
I feel I've learned so much.
Yes.
Well, I will take those facts and think about them this weekend.
You should.
Really meditate on that.
Yes. Just let it all soak
in. Let it sink in. So, anyway, this has been The Memo.
Yes, it has.
For your weekend.
That is correct.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And if you didn't.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's because it's her fault if you didn't.
Whatever.
You know where they can find us?
They can find us on Twitter. And I don't know the handle.
You can find us on Twitter at DJournalMemo.
DJournalMemo.
Mm-hmm. Or listen to us online at
memo.djournal.com.
Memo.
All right, Derek, thanks.
You can listen to us online, memo.djournal.com, or follow us on Twitter to find out when new episodes are available at DJournal Memo. All the stories we discussed today can be found in your daily journal this week or online at djournal.com. And you can follow us on Twitter with the journal at DJournal Now.
Sounds like you've done that before.
A few times. See you next week. Do it again.
I guess, if you'll have me.
I'll have you.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye.